Alhamdulillah kafa wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidinil mustafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fil Qur'anil Majid wal Furqanil Hamid. Alhaakum at-takathuru hatta zurtumul maqabir. Kalla sawfa ta'lamun thumma kalla sawfa ta'lamun. Sadaqallahul Azim. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Before commencing with the tafsir, with the explanation of the surah, Surah At-Takathur, I wish to explain the virtue of the surah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once questioned the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that who of you has the ability to read 1,000 verses, 1,000 ayats of the Quran Sharif daily? The Sahaba radiallahu anhum replied, out of tawazu, to humble themselves in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum could read 1,000 verses a day of the Quran Sharif. But they replied that, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who of us has the ability to read 1,000 verses daily of the Quran Sharif? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that if a person reads Surah Al-Haqumut Takathur Hatta Zultumul Maqabir till the end of the surah, in total it is 8 verses, 8 ayats of the Quran Sharif, it is equal to reading 1,000 verses of the Quran Sharif. How merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that a person reads this surah, which just totals 8 verses, but it is as though it is equal to reading 1,000 verses of the Quran Sharif. Similarly, in the same token, if a person reads Surah Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ, by him reading Surah Ikhlas once, he attains the reward of reading 1/3 of the Quran Sharif. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned the hadith, تَعْدِلُ ثُلُثَ الْقُرْآنِ, it is equal to reading 1/3 of the Quran Sharif. This does not mean a person should not read 1/3 of the Quran Sharif or the remainder parts of the Quran Sharif, but it is as though a person has read 1/3 of the Quran Sharif. Similarly, if a person reads Surah Qul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun La A'budu Ma Ta'budun till the end of the surah, Surah Al Kafirun, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned Ta'dilu Rub'a Al Quran, it is equal to reading quarter of the Quran Sharif. One surah with just total plus minus 10 verses, but the person is, it is counted as though that person has read quarter of the Quran Sharif. In the same token, if a person reads Surah Az-Zilzal, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا till the end of the surah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned Ta'adilu nisf al-Quran, it is equal to half of the Quran Sharif. It will be recorded for that person as though he has read half of the Quran Sharif. Hence, if a person reads Surah Ikhlas Qulhu Allahu Ahad till the end, if he reads it thrice, whether for himself or to pass it on to Isale Sawab, to some person who has deceased, or for whatever purpose it be, it is as though he has read the entire Quran Sharif. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, if it is read 4 times, it is equal to the entire Quran Sharif. Surah Az-Zilzal, if it is read twice, it is equal to the entire Quran Sharif. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is so encompassing that with just reading few verses of the Quran Sharif, what great rewards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confers upon us. Let's take another surah of the Quran Sharif, which we are constantly, we listen to it, it is read in this masjid, and we should be reading it at home. It's Surah Yasin. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, if a person reads Surah Yasin, it is equal to 10 Quran Sharifs. One time a person reads Surah Yasin, it is equal to 10 Quran Sharifs. In one hadith, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَلْبًا. Every creature has a heart. وَقَلْبُ الْقُرْآنِ Surah Yasin. And the heart of the Quran Sharif is Surah Yasin. In one hadith, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, مَنْ قَرَأَ سُرَةَ يَاسِينَ فِي صَدْرِ النَّهَارِ قُضِيَتْ لَهُ حَوَائِجُهُ. Or كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. A person who recites Surah Yasin at the beginning of the day, whatever needs he has for the day will be fulfilled for that person, will be fulfilled for him, or made easy for that person. This is the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why Yasin should be part of our life. Our life, our family's life, our children's life. Every day we should make it a point in our life that Surah Yasin be recited. Leave alone the benefits, but just out of love for the Quran Sharif, at least Surah Yasin should be read at the beginning of the day. Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi biyadihi al-Mulk, Surah al-Mulk, the first surah in the 29th Sipara. If a person reads Tabarak al-Ladhi biyadihi al-Mulk wa wa ala kulli shayin qadir till the end of the surah, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, it will save that person from the azab of the qabr, the punishment of the grave, which nobody, none of us, knows the reality of. Only when a person goes down there, does he or she will come to know the reality of that azab which will be in the grave for him. If a person reads Tabarak al-Ladhi bi yadihil mulk, Surah Mulk, every night, every evening, Rasulullah mentions, this person will be saved from the punishment in the grave. One person, once Rasulullah was in the Qabristan, was in the graveyard, and an angel, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, pointed and showed him a grave. That see, this person in this grave is not being punished, because every night he made it his adat and his ma'amul and his habit to read Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi bi yadihil mulk till the end, the first surah of the 29th Sipara. Every night he used to read. Through the virtue of that, through the benefit and the barakat of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved him from the azab and the punishment in the grave. There are so many other surahs we can mention. For example, Surah Al-Kahf in the 15th Sipara, the second surah in the 15th Sipara. If a person reads Surah Al-Kahf, he is saved from the azab, from the fitna of Dajjal. When Dajjal will emerge, very few will be saved from him. If this person makes it his habit to read it, especially make it a habit to read it on Fridays, it will save this person from the fitna of Dajjal. If a person reads just the beginning 10 and end 10 verses of the surah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions in the hadith, this person will be granted light, nur, on the day of Qiyamah, from his feet to the sky. How much of nur he will attain, how much of light, how easy it will be for him to see the pul sirat and pass over it. If a person reads Ayatul Kursi, we all know the virtues of Ayatul Kursi. He is protected from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person reads Ayatul Kursi after every farz namaz, لَمْ يَمْنَعْهُ مِنْ دُخُولِ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا الْمَوْتِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ, that nothing will stop him from entering Jannat but death. Soon as that person passes away, he will be entered into Jannat just by reading Ayatul Kursi after the farz, after every farz namaz. If a person reads the three quls, قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ, قُلْ أَعُوذُ رَبِّ الْفَلَقْ, قُلْ أَعُوذُ رَبِّ النَّاسِ, if it is read thrice in the morning and thrice in the evening, thrice each, a person is saved from all evils of that day, all evils and calamities and fitnas of that day. His needs will be taken care of. And there are so many other rewards mentioned in the hadith, ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Dama Barakatum, has in one of his kitabs has mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith, if a person reads Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim at the beginning of wudu, as long as that person has that wudu, an angel is instructed to write reward and sawab for that person. How merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we continue, go on to the tafsir. What does this surah Al-Haqimut Takathur, the reward of reading it once equals 1,000 verses. What does the surah, what is the message of the surah? Allah ta'ala says, Al-Haqimut Takathur, that the avarice of plentitude, greed for wealth, for material things of the world, has turned your attention away from the hereafter. Allah Ta'ala is giving us a very clear message. It is an avowed fact in this ayat that our attention should be towards the hereafter. Living in this world, using the means of this world, benefiting from the things of this world, but our attention should be towards the hereafter. But because the avarice of plentitude, greed for wealth, pride, greed has come into our hearts, this has turned our attention away from the hereafter towards the material things of this world, in which lies no success. The actual success will be in hereafter, where a person, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. A person who has been taken out and saved from the fire of Jahannam, entered into Jannat, that person is successful. This word takathur has other meanings to it. According to some commentators of the Quran Sharif, takathur means tafakhur, to have, to boast amongst oneself, amongst ourselves, to boast of the material things of the world. If a person has material articles of this world, amongst family people, amongst the community, they begin to boast and pride develops in them because of those material things of the world. Whether it be good homes, whether it be good cars, or whatever material things of the world a person has, this grants him fakhr and pride, and he begins to boast about it. That is the tafsir of, that is the commentary of some of the commentators, that this is the factor that has turned us away from the hereafter. And some, the third tafsir and the third meaning of the word takathur is that a person earns his livelihood, his income, from haram means, unlawful means in Islam, in Sharia. And whatever rights there are upon him in regards to his wealth, he does not fulfill it. Whether it be zakat, whether it be the debts that he has upon his head, and whatever other responsibilities he has, he does not fulfill it. When this will come in, this will turn us, our attention away from the hereafter, to the worldly things of this world, to the material things of this world. We will take the first tafsir, the first meaning, where greed is the factor that has turned us away from the hereafter to the world. If you look at greed, the avarice of plentitude, it is the one of the root causes of so many evils in our life. Greed will lead a person to becoming a non-Muslim. Greed will lead a person to divorcing his wife and committing zina and adultery and fornication. Greed will lead a person to earning haram, to earning his income through haram means. Greed will lead a person to the taking and giving of interest. Greed will lead a person towards depriving those who are supposed to deserve from his estate, his heirs. He will deprive them because of some problem he had in this world, or some dispute he had, or whatever reason it be. He will try and still keep control of his wealth after him leaving this world. He will deprive his son, he will deprive his daughter, He'll deprive his mother, he'll deprive his father from his estate. The proper distribution of estates will not take place because of greed. The more greed we have, the more evils will come into our life. Not forgetting that greed is an inherent, innate quality of man. It is not something that a person can avoid, but it just needs to be rechanneled. It needs to be turned towards where it's supposed to be, not in where we have it today. Not where we have, are focusing our greed and our desires. Rather, it should be rechanneled towards the things that will benefit us in this world, in regards to spirituality, in regards to Islam, in regards to deen, and will also benefit us in the hereafter. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned in the hadith, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ لَا يُبَالِ الْمَرْءُ مَا أَخَذْ أَمِنَ الْحَلَالِ أَمِنَ الْحَرَامِ. Time will come upon man, upon people, that man will not be concerned where his income comes from. Where is he drawing his income from? Is it halal or is it haram? Because so much of greed has settled in his heart that he becomes blind. Where is my income coming from? What am I eating? What are my children eating? Is it halal or is it haram? Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an once requested our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Prophet of Allah, I request you to make dua for me that I become mustajabu da'awat. I be a person, whatever dua I make must be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a mustajabu da'awat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that, O Ibn Mas'ud, if you will exercise precaution in regards to one aspect of your life, that is, you will see that whatever income you have, whatever you are being nourished with, is only purely halal, permissible, lawful in Islam. Whatever dua you make, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely accept your dua. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that, O Ibn Mas'ud, I take a qasam, I take an oath in the hand, in the being, in that person, in that being whom my life lies in his hands, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if a person is nourished and devours, he eats one morsel, one luqma of haram, for 40 days none of his amal will be accepted. This is where greed leads us to. We are not then concerned whether interest is halal or haram, whether we can do this deal or not. It leads us to kufr. A person becomes, na'uz billah, murtad, a renegade. He leaves Islam just out of greed. Rasulullah mentioned in the hadith, لَوْ كَانَ لِإِبْنِ آدَمْ وَادِيَانِ مِنْ مَالٍ لَبْتَغَى ثَالِثًا. If man's nature is such that if he has two valleys full of wealth, full of gold, he will desire the third. وَلَا يَمْلَأُ جَوْفِ إِبْنِ آدَمْ إِلَّا التُّرَابِ. And nothing will satisfy his greed but the sand of the grave. When he's put in that grave, then that greed will be suppressed. وَيَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ مَنْ تَابُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the tawbah of whoever he wishes. Who makes sincere tawbah to him, who repents to him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept that person's dua. In one hadith, Rasulullah has mentioned, يَهْرَمُ إِبْنُ Adam. Man becomes old, but يَشِبُّ مِنْهُ إِثْنَار. Two characteristics, two qualities in his life still will remain young in him. Al-hirsu ala al-mal wal-hirsu ala al-umr. Greed for wealth, firstly, and secondly, greed for age, to live longer in this world. That is a general tendency, not necessarily everybody, but the general tendency is, when man, even though he is old, the desire is there to make the next million. I always mention, go and ask a person who is rich, who we think to be rich, we consider to be rich and wealthy, are you really rich? What will be his reply? When I make the next million or 2 million, then I will consider myself to be rich. He will not consider himself to be rich. Contentment is not there. Greed is there all the time for more. In one hadith, Rasulullah mentions, Man humani la yishba'an. Two people who are going ahead, they are greedy, they will never be satisfied. Talibul ilmi wa talibul dunya. A person who seeks Islamic knowledge, he goes out to learn Islamic knowledge. And talibul dunya, a person who desires and is in search for the world. Amma talibul ilm, fayazdadu ridham min ar-Rahman. A person who is looking for knowledge, Islamic knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become more and more pleased with that person. Wa amma talibul dunya, fayazdadu fit tughya. A person who earns and searches for the world, he will go deeper and deeper in disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in transgressing the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. The worldly life is just goods of deception. Sa'id bin Musayyib rahmatullah alayhi explains this ayat. Worldly things, things of this world, they are goods of deception. Only when in الْهَدْكَ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ, if it turns you away from the hereafter. وَإِن جَعَلْتَهَا زَرِيعَةً لِلْآخِرَةِ فَيَا نِعْمَ الْمَتَاعِ. If a person, if you make it, the worldly life, the things of the world, you make it a means to earn your hereafter, it is the best of goods. This is the answer for us, that we are living in the world. As many a times we may have heard before, Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says, gives an example of the person of the ship in the water. Many a times we have heard it. As long as the water does not come into the ship needs the water to sail, but the water must not come into the ship. We need the world, we need the wealth of the world, but that love of that, preference of the worldly things should not be in our life over the hereafter. We should not give preference to the worldly things over deen, over Islam, over the hereafter. When that will be found in our life, even though we have the worldly things, there will be no problem in our life. We still can recognize ourselves and call ourselves true Muslims. We can still say we have the worldly things, but we are not giving preference to it over deen, over Islam, over the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that this innate, inherent quality of greed that we have be channeled in the right direction towards Islam, towards Sharia, towards good deeds. As I have mentioned all the virtues of so many surahs, a person reads such small surahs and what rewards he attains. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal upon whatever has been mentioned.